You are entering the vicinity of an area adjacent to a location. The kind of place where there might be a monster, or some kind of weird mirror. These are just examples. It could also be something much better. Prepare to enter. Esposito. Fox, please don't sue us for stealing that little bit from Futurama. Kisses. Oh shit, can Fox cancel us now? They probably can. Is that still a thing or is that joke old? Do Fox still just cancel everything? Write in if you know.
That's how I overcame my allergy to duck. Just ate through it.
How did the duck cope? Did you come out better than the duck?
You should see the other duck.
I mean, I doubt it. Have you not seen how strong their necks are? They would tear you to pieces.
I could take a duck in a fight.
Are you and me thinking of the same animal, John?
You're thinking of giraffes.
Like, when was the last time you saw a man torn apart by a duck?
I'm thinking of geese.
When did you see a man torn apart by a goose? Same question, different animal.
I've seen many men chased by a goose. So
every answer just gives me more questions.
And everyone else apart from you in this chat will have seen people chased by a goose.
Wow. Way to exclude.
You know what I mean? What? It appears the tables have turned, guys. Have you all seen people being chased by geese?
I once walked along the canal when it was frozen in Lancaster and came across some geese, and I was drunk.
You don't need to know about your proclivities, Mike.
I also put my dick on the ice. But yeah, that's a different story. I got very scared of the geese and had to walk about a mile away from them. Because they can break your legs with their wings.
They apparently can.
Apparently, who the fuck made this up?
I'm hearing a lot of ifs, ands, maybes, and outright lies about combat capabilities of a goose.
Big Dave says pigs can't look up.
It's probably somebody sitting at home somewhere with two broken legs.
Called Big Dave.
Hey.
Aaron, you go pick a fight with a goose, right? And tell us how it goes.
I could beat a goose.
Yeah, I could definitely beat up a goose. I mean, at the risk of getting Peter onto us, I wouldn't even count it as an achievement. That's how certain I am that I could do it.
Yeah. I agree with you there.
All right.
Swan
on the
event. Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with a swan.
What about the big balls on Brad?
One swift running field goal.
Yeah.
I think they're denser than you think. I think you'd hook it and it would still be there.
How dense can something with hollow bones be?
Yeah. I think it'd feel it. I think a running kick straight into the jaffers of a swan would debilitate it.
And let's face it, John, after the whole like geese can rip a man apart business, I am not taking anything you say about these birds at all.
We know who the big bad of the campaign is now.
The space goose.
By a space goose.
I'm glad we turned Craig on for this.
Yeah. Surely killing a goose is some kind of like gateway kill to your next goose.
This is solid gold, at least Patreon material. Get our opinions on geese.
I think people would be severely disappointed if they paid for this.
I'm paying for this. Come on.
Yeah. Re-evaluate my life.
Hey, Patreon, what you need in your cereal is geese meat.
Oh, you can tell that man has been paid for adverts before. Excellent work, Mike.
Is when you said cereal, I really was okay with you saying geese milk. Goose milk.
Tom,
I'm
taking it from this conversation. I'm an absolute novice in the way of geese. Apparently, they can rip men apart, break their legs, and now be milked. So, someone explain that.
Nipples, can you milk me?
The fabled goose nipple. I think we have a new name for the Dendu ship, by the way.
SS Goose Nipple.
SS Goose Nipple.
Oh, God. It's so good. Right, well, good podcasting, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, cool. Good night. Cheers. Fuck the storyline. Tune in next week for episode 2 of Man versus Goose? Question mark.
Next week, we find out how Aaron's fight with a goose went.
I've just got like just missing an eye, got an eye patch on, arm in a sling.
You just lean forward. I beat the fucker. But he my eye.
but I beat him. He didn't just have one knife, and that was surprising enough.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Sorry, John.
I really wish I was annoyed about it, but I think it's hilarious. yes. So I've sent you the ship stats, so you can see that based on these, the HMS Dendu ship is a much hardier ship. Its structural integrity is higher, but it's much slower than the Golden Rose. Its AC is higher as well, though. So, no, it's not. It's lower. Shit.
Yeah, you've really shafted the Dendu ship there.
Well, I don't have a defense for that.
I thought there was more.
No. I mean, as far as ships go, it's a good ship. It's just that the Golden Rose is slightly better.
Considering it's 200 years old.
It's also got a better pilot.
It does also have a better pilot. So basically what I'm going to do, I don't want to do any of rolling for your ships.
Yeah.
Because it's boring. So Mike, your captain, you'll be operating Darren as the pilot. Rebook, if you're happy being the technician, you can be the technician. Then between the two of you, you'd also roll for the gunners, Jimmo and Todd.
Sounds good.
Hard, obviously, you're piloting Dumas, I assume, gunning?
Dumas, just busy yourself in the corner. Yes, yeah, I mean, well, I'm my speciality is computers, so if I've got access to a terminal...
You could be my technician.
Technician's a weird one, because technician has some computer skills and some mechanical skills. And I'm not good at the mechanical skills, but I'm very good at the computer side of things, so... Like I can, if I'm on the gunner seat, but if I can have a little headset and I could be tech support.
Well, so here's my suggestion for you then, Tom. Why don't you take control of Dr. Rich, who is quite good at technical things? So you'd be Dumas on the guns and Dr. Rich.
I mean, Dumas is going to be much better at computers than Dr. Rich.
Is he?
He's got a +9.
Yes, he is. You're right.
It's literally his thing. So,
Doctor and Dr. Rich, clearly not computers.
It makes sense for Dumas to be somewhere where he can have access to computers. I mean, he's a decent shot as well, though. So, whatever you guys think.
Has Dr. Rich got any skills with mechanics as well as computers?
Yes, he's got a +6 to mechanics.
Have we got anyone on the Rose who's good at computers to balance out our side?
No. Oh,
dear. We're going to have to call Dumas for tech support then.
You also have Beltrov on the Dendu ship, who can do the other guns.
Can I take Beltrov so I get to shoot at something?
Yes, I think that's fair.
I'll have Rich then.
Cool.
I'll take Psychotic Todd, if that's all right, Mike.
Don't trust him.
Don't trust him.
So I'm taking Darren and Jimmo, am I?
Yeah. In terms of taking Darren, you're more sort of... I imagine stood behind Darren yelling in his ear.
That's not Dora's way. She'll give him a little massage, you know, coach him through it.
It's a good thing you don't have a union on your head, because it would be, you'd be under so much investigation. There's so much union pressure.
Breathing tequila toxins into his face. That won't distract him at all.
That sounds delightful. So the situation was the HMS Dendu ship was not actually touched down. It was still flying. Dora, you and Jimmo have managed to get back aboard the Golden Rose. The Golden Rose has just been hit with some fire from the incoming 8 fighters, but you just about shut the door and the ship is starting to take off as these fighters are closing in. So I relooked at the rules of space combat, and the pilot of each ship rolls initiative and you all act on that pilot's initiative. And you can choose the order in which you act. You don't have to act in the same order each turn, but basically your ship goes on that pilot's initiative.
Cool. I got an 18 for the HMS Dendy ship.
Nice.
Okay.
And I got a 14 for the Rose.
Okay.
Shit.
How dare you?
Okay. HMS D.
Big D.
18. Rose. 14. Them less. Okay. So, HMS Dendo ship. These fighters are approaching. There's eight of them in an attack formation.
Eight fighters.
Yep, zooming in through the dusty clouds of Mars. So, HMS Dendu ship.
HUD's going to try a braking maneuver. He's going to attempt a sharp turn or full stop to throw off the enemy's targeting. I've got to make a piloting maneuver check versus the maneuver defense of a target within range. If successful, the next attack made against me by that target has disadvantage if the attack is made before the start of my ship's next turn.
All right, can you describe the maneuver you're doing? So at the minute, the HMS Dendu ship is fairly
low to the ground.
Yeah, so a braking maneuver suggests that you are moving at speed and then stopping, but I'm happy for you to...
Yeah, I was thinking it more as they've spotted the incoming fighters on the sensors and are making sort of like a really hairpin turn to suddenly gain some altitude.
Okay, so can I just say that you're basically just going straight up? So it's like the opposite of a braking maneuver. So you're just...
Yeah, I guess it's just sort of like going, oh shit, and just hitting the jets and just going...
Yeah, roll that.
Oh, cool. Natural 20.
Nice.
25 in total.
Right, so that gives them disadvantage on attacks against you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you got a 20, I'm going to give you a little bit extra movement on that. So... instead of moving three spaces, you move four in this nebulous description of space movement.
I move four northwise.
Four furlongs up.
Four leagues. And I'm also going to give Beltrov and Dumas advantage on attacks as these ships will be flying into kind of a kill zone.
Cool.
Just because you got a natural 20. It seems like fun.
Yeah.
So Dumas, Beltrov and Rich... what are you doing?
I guess if I've got advantage, I'll just pick one and open fire.
You can do that.
Okay, thank you, yes. I just wanted to check.
Roll your attack.
24.
That will hit.
What's my damage with this crazy contraption again?
1d8 plus your dex modifier.
1d8 plus my dex modifier. It's a 7 space ship damage.
That's the equivalent of 70 damage against a person, so that's quite a lot.
I mean, I can only hope one of them had the window rolled down and it just went in.
as the ship sort of launches up, you start hailing down spaceship fire on these fighters that are coming in, and you clip one really hard on the wing, and you see it rock and spin back up, and there's sort of smoke and sparks coming out. I'm not going to do this description for every time you shoot at a thing because there's eight of them. Mm. That will be your description for all of them, unless they explode in a fire.
Not rail guns, like PDCs, like the Rocinante has.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Okay, yeah, that please.
So we've still got Beltrov and Dr. Rich to go.
Hey, Beltrov is probably just going to... did Dumas kill that first one?
No, it's still there. It's just weak and floppy.
I know that feeling. So I'm going to shoot at that one.
Right, go for it.
20 non-natural hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'll hit.
And that is 10 points of space damage.
And it explodes in a fireball of flames.
Did you see that?
That's not Beltron's voice.
No, it's Luke Skywalker's from the first.
Oh, right, yes. No, I shouldn't talk about a high-pitched voice.
Come on, guys.
It just seemed too easy to be doing that. Come on.
It's so rare I get to reference the franchise.
And it's definitely on brand.
Think of the audience.
Tom, what's Dr. Rich doing?
Everyone that's eating their Patreon cereal, they always want Star Wars.
I think goose milk.
I think Dr. Rich is going to attempt a shield boost for the Thunder ship.
Yep, go for that.
Okay, so that gets an 18, which is enough to boost the ships and increase our AC by 2.
Yep, putting the AC of the HMS Dendu ship at 19. Pretty tough ship to hit. Okay. Good stuff. Golden Rose. So, Dora, as you and Jimmo scramble in, the door seals shut behind you of the hangar. So you are able to communicate up to Darren and give him some order of some sort. Jimmo's immediately going to scramble up the ladder and start heading towards the gunning position.
As a bonus action, and given my knowledge of the fact that you can take out a control unit in the Zamaron fleet and take them all out, can I somehow relay this in time to him?
Is that going out of the comms so Todd hears it as well?
All right, you're going to use the comms for it. Okay, yeah, so Todd knows that. What are you telling Darren to do?
Darren, mate, get us in the air. I want to do forced position. Just fly straight past the Dendu ship.
Before you do, Mike, and Rebook start booting up the engines and...
I mean, the engines were already active.
Well, a power boost, basically. That was just for flavour.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah.
So that's a DC-14 check. That doesn't work. Oh, the engines already started. That was a 11 altogether.
Oh, yeah. You fiddle about with the systems a little bit, and you punch a button expecting the engines to go into overdrive, but they just sort of go... Like, there's a little bit more power, but it's not enough to do anything.
What a hunk of junk.
Hey.
So, basically, we've got Todd and Darren to do something.
Oh, so yeah, I tell Darren to force position. I want him to target the nearest ally to the Dendu ship and for us to drive past the Dendu ship and pull that ally towards it. Darren, I have to make a piloting maneuver versus the ship's maneuver defense.
Right.
Are they within 2 units of our ship?
Yeah, they are, actually.
Okay, so I will roll a piloting maneuver versus your maneuver defense.
Okay.
Which, 14.
Yeah, that does it. So you're basically feinting the ship to come closer to the Dendu ship.
Exactly.
Cool. So what I'll say happens there is Darren lifts the ship up and basically makes it look like he's about to ram into the bottom of one of the fighters. So the fighter instinctively pulls up and heads closer towards the Dendu ship, which gives the Dendu ship an opportunity to attack as the pilot is focused more on you. We've finally got Todd ready to psychopath some psychopathing like a psychopath.
Before he does that, I've also got the drone as well, which I keep forgetting consistently, but that can do shit at this point, and it's very good at mechanics. So I'm going to get the drone to try and boost the shields.
All right, yeah.
And that's a natural 20.
Shields are boosted. The AC of the Golden Rose is now 20.
Fantastic. I mean, proving once more that drones are much more effective than people. Or at least me.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
You'd be sending people back to work in the factories, wouldn't you?
Back to work, you glorified Roomba.
So, in case of Todd, I'm assuming he's heard this information relayed about hitting the control ships.
Mm-hmm.
Can he roll some sort of perception to figure out how to kill something better, which I feel is on brand for Todd?
Yes, I'm going to say he can roll perception.
Does he have a modifier for that? It's a roll of a 9, so it's probably not enough anyway.
He's got a minus 1 modifier.
Todd just wants the kill.
It kind of fits.
He's just going to blast at the closest one. 7 altogether.
To hit?
Yeah.
That does not hit.
Todd's blind with rage.
Todd is blind with rage. And apparently ineptitude. Now it's the 7 remaining fighters who all have a bash. 4 of them are going to fire at the Dendu ship. 3 of them are going to fire at the Rose. Okay, so firing at the Dendu ship. Misses. Second one. Rose got its AC boost up to 19, didn't it? Well, that misses. 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 So the three that are now attacking the rose.
We're going to fucking hit. It's just... Fuck off.
So 21 to hit.
Well, yeah.
Second one misses. Third one misses. Yes. But one of them hit.
Don't be so happy about this.
Well, they've done nothing to you so far. Well, and no, actually, that's not true. They've done 10 damage to...
This is my entire character's world you're talking about here. Yeah,
and they previously did 10 damage to the rose. The rose is now taking an extra 2 points of damage as this barrage of fire comes out from these ships. Three of them peel up to head towards the Dendu ship. One was already heading that way anyway. And the remaining three carry on towards the rose, which they saw as the weaker target.
Wow.
Rebrook is regretting his decision to go on this ship.
Don't forget you can jury rig as the technician.
So I'm definitely going to R2-D2 this droid.
Yeah. Then we go back to the HMS Dendu ship.
Yay!
So you pulled your braking maneuver. Four of the ships have sort of followed you up. You can see one ship, there was a definite weakness created by the fainting maneuver of the Golden Rose. You're about 6 leagues up from the planet's surface.
We probably shouldn't use leagues.
I'm sticking with leagues, fuck you.
Okay, so I'm going to drop 3 leagues and I'm going to do a force position on the guys who are attacking us.
You can do it against one of them.
Okay, cool. Did we work out a way of identifying the control ships?
You did. Essentially, it's a computer check, a scan to pick up on minor inconsistencies in the movement that suggest that one of them is leading them. Basically, there's a microsecond delay in how they move, but the one that is a lead doesn't have the delay.
So it might be worth getting Professor Rich to do a computer check to work out what the control one is.
Yep, that sounds like a good idea.
Bear in mind that the gunners on your ship, Belchov and Dumas, have advantage on their role against the ship nearest to you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do Beltroff first rather than HUD this time, and she's going to shoot at the one that's closest by, so she's got advantage. Oh! It's another natural 20.
Nice. Roll that.
There it is.
So, we believe you. We've all played the Ball Smashers campaign.
Yeah, your dice are absurd.
You're like the anti-Mike.
So that is 13 in total.
Yeah, Belchov just locks sight on the ship as it rears away from the Golden Rose. And despite the fact that there's these other three ships just swooping in on either side, she just pinpoints it. And the ship doesn't explode. Actually, she manages to shoot through and just hit the pilot. And there's an explosion of red mist within the cockpit as the ship falls.
Nice.
Crashes into Mars. So Dumas, HUD, and Dr. Rich.
So yeah, I guess Dr. Rich will go before Dumas and he'll try and identify which is the ship controlling.
Yep.
I don't know why he has plus to this, but he rolled a 2.
That's not enough. I'm sorry, I'm just not quite used to working under such conditions. Usually the fighting's happening far away from me, and actually I've never been involved in a battle sort of simulation, as it were. So I'm a little out of my depth. I'm very sorry. I don't know. Maybe it's that one. And he points, but none of you are near him, so you can't see what he's pointing at.
God damn it, Rich, get it together!
I'm sorry, I'll try my best to do better.
And then HUD's going to do a force position on the ship of ours that is closest to the Rose.
Okay. Roll that.
Oh, fuck off.
Get another natural 20.
Seriously.
You really are the anti-Mike. This is uncanny.
So what are the odds of getting 3 in a row?
God damn.
Hang on.
Aaron, you're not allowed to use that dice when you dig in.
It hits.
One in 8,000.
No, I'll just kill you. I quite like that party.
Aaron, can I borrow that dice as Pete? Come on, a natural 20 with...
You could, but unfortunately we're going through a period of social distancing due to a world outbreak of COVID-19. So...
Fucking 5G. Yeah, you spin the Dendu ship on a dime and it twists up and down and round. And again, it's the same sort of maneuver. It heads straight down towards this fighter. The fighter ducks, heading towards the rose, and then you manage to just pull yourself up before hitting the dirt. And it's very impressive, and everyone's like, oh, very good. Yes, yes. You see what he did there? That was a wonderful fourth maneuver. Good. Good work. Good work. Doomass, I guess it's your go.
Right. I'll just pick one again.
At random?
Well, they all need to die.
That is true. All right, you picked one.
It's a 17.
That'll hit.
Okay, so that's 7 points of space damage.
7 points of space damage against this space fighter, and you can see that it is rocking, and there's smoke, and there's sparks, and it's all sorts of things are happening. It's still there, though. It's not destroyed. Then we go to the Golden Rose.
Cool. How long does it take Dora to get to the cockpit?
I would say that Dora can have used her action and movement to get to the cockpit in time to be there in this round.
Cool. Can I try and identify the control unit and also give an order to Darren, or would that be two actions?
Darren has his own action, so you can shout something at him and you can do something yourself.
Okay, I just shout to Darren, brake maneuver, mate, get ready for this. So just as we've just shot off and forced position on one of the fighters, I want to brake suddenly, targeting the one that Dendu ship has hurtled towards us in a forced position.
Which you want to do first?
I'll try and do the computers check first, I suppose, for the control unit. It's not too bad, actually. 15.
You're not quite able to pick out which of the ships is the lead ship. You're able to pick up that there is a difference in the movements. There is that microsecond delay, but you're not able to pick out which one is out necessarily, but you're close.
Keep going, boys and girls. We'll find that control ship, take that down, and all the fuckers will go down. And she just picks out the tequila from her chair and sits down and says, Darren, have at it, mate. Piloting maneuver, natural one.
Darren does a terrible job when he goes to hit the brake and spin the ship. He actually hits the accelerator, the ship goes a little bit too fast and stalls. So I'm just going to say you can't do a piloting maneuver next turn. Rebook, Jimmo and Todd still have a turn.
Rebook's going to shield boost again. Hopefully roll better than last time. That's a natural 20.
That'll do it. Shields are up to 20 again.
The dice are with us when it comes to shields. And I'm going to send the drone as well off to try and do a bit of a jury rig.
Right.
And that is a 14, which I think...
14 is enough.
That's enough. Excellent.
So with 1d4 plus the drone's wisdom modifier.
I think it's plus 4.
Oh,
cool.
A drone.
Oh, and I rolled a 4 as well, so 8 hit points back on the ship.
Mike, mark that down. The ship is in better condition than when we started the session.
6 HP. Well done, drone. What was the name of the drone again?
Vistra.
Oh, you Vistra.
I always forget that you actually named it. Yeah. The drone comes out so rarely, Tom.
No, I'm terrible as a hunter.
Its personality is so much less than the one that you had just in season 1, where
which wasn't like,
it wasn't really a thing. Like, it wouldn't really exist.
But she's been rolling consistently well.
So she deserves a personality.
Vistra's going to have to start coming in a little bit more as a character.
With more sass.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah, and Tom, really, that's on you. You need to sass up this droid. Todd and Jimmo still have yet to do anything.
I think I was Todd, wasn't I? And Mike's Jimmo, if that's right.
Yeah, Jimmo will have reached the guns by now.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you want to take Jimmo first then, Mike? Because I feel like I've rolled quite well the past couple of times, and we need to break that streak.
Law of averages. Okay, yeah, he's just going to take a shot at the ship that the Dendu ship drew towards us.
Yep, go for it.
20 non-natural.
Hit.
10 points of damage.
Oh,
nice.
this ship is looking very weary after that shot. There are bits of it falling off as it continues to fly. You can see the canopy is cracked. He's not doing well, but he's still flying in there.
I like to think that Jimmo roars so loud that the glass in the gunner position almost cracks slightly.
You'd like to think that, but there is no gunner position on these ships.
Oh.
Not in the same way that there is on, say, the Millennium Falcon. These ships are designed so that you're not actually where the gun is.
I remember you saying, he roars so loudly that the targeting system, the screen, almost cracks slightly.
You know, one of my favourite things, looking at the plans of the ship, is that the bridge kind of looks like a smiley face.
Excellent.
Okay, sorry. So he severely damaged that ship. I guess it's Todd's go now.
Right, Todd sees red. That ship's just been damaged, right?
But horribly going. Damaged, still going.
Horribly damaged. Todd loves crippling violence and is going to blast at that. Do we still have advantage on it?
Todd does, yeah.
Go blast away, Todd. 15.
That'll hit. And you don't need to roll damage on that. It had one hull point left. You blow it up. It's gone. That ship is dead.
Todd's very pleased with himself. Smiles.
Jimmo growls at that. Jimmo's well aware that he did all the work. He did the heavy lifting there. Then it's their turn. There's five of them left. So three of them are going to fire at the Dender ship. Two of them are going to fire at the Golden Rose. First fire shot at the Dender ship misses. Second hits. Third.
Wait, what?
So one of them hits, and the Dender ship takes, max damage. Max damage isn't very much, by the way, guys. The Dender ship takes 7 points of damage.
7 points damage. How dare you? You will be receiving a strongly worded email in red ink, no less.
And then the two ships fire at the Golden Rose with its boosted shields. That dice went literally everywhere.
Literally everywhere, John. I find that very hard to believe.
You name a place.
Perhaps it went a furlong at most. Maybe a league.
It did go a league. All right. They both miss. Golden Rose is fine. The shots don't even hit the shields. They just shoot out around this ship as it kind of hovers there, stalled. It's very embarrassing for everyone involved. Then we go back to the HMS Dendu ship. By the way, you do pick up another wing of fighters coming in.
That feels more like more than a by the way.
It's a blip on the sensors. But I will say that even passively, Dr. Rich is like, there's another wing of ships coming in. They're a bit of a way out still, but they're on their way. They'll be here soon. They're nearly here. I'll stop talking and focus more on my job. I'm sorry, I've been a little remiss in my duty.
Rich, shut the fuck up. It's a battle. What does relatively soon mean?
It'll take them about 6 seconds to arrive.
Fucking hell.
So which way is the crucible that we used to get here?
Oh, the crucible is outside of the system. It is beyond Pluto. You're currently at Mars. So in terms of making a quick getaway, you...
No, is the answer.
Making a quick getaway is unlikely. Hiding is fine, but you'd need to find somewhere to hide.
Well, all right then. I guess I'm going to do an attack run then. So I'm going to charge towards another enemy in attack formation. I'm going to move my ship directly towards an enemy ship that I choose within range and make a piloting maneuver check against the opponent's maneuver defense. If successful, when my gunner hits the target with the attack maneuver, they deal additional damage equal to my dexterity modifier.
All right, boosting damage. Go for it.
So that is a 24.
That's successful. That's correct. You win. Good job.
So yeah, so if a gunner hits any that particular target, they get a +2 to their damage on top of what they were doing normally.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Dr. Rich, Beltrov, and Dumas. Aboard the HMS Dendu ship. What do you do?
Do we still want Dr. Rich to try and figure out the control ship, or are we just going to murder them all now?
I think we're just going to murder them all at this point. Actually, to be fair, it might be worth trying. If we kill that one, then we've wiped out the entire wing, haven't we?
How many are left?
Five.
Okay, yeah. Dr. H will try and figure out the control ship again. And he rolled a three.
He's not done it.
So
he's doing better.
Yeah, he's getting there slowly. In 18 turns, we'll be there. I guess I'm just going to pick another one and shoot. The one that I get extra damage against. I rolled a 24.
That hit. You know that hit. Go on, roll damage.
I rolled a one, so that's four. That's six damage.
It's damaged. The Dender ship swings around and starts hailing towards this fighter. And the fighter, slightly thrown off, is rocking a little bit, unsteady, and you manage to clip it on the rear part near the engines, so it buckles up a little bit and starts shuddering a little more. Beltrav is still to go.
Beltrav's going to take another pot shot at that and does a 12 hit.
It does.
Oh, all right then. 10 points of damage then in total.
As it starts to shudder, another hail of fire just comes down and just lays waste to the engine. You see the sort of combustion effect as bits of the ship start blowing up and it's gone.
At this point, next to the control panel where she's at, she takes out a little key and she just scratches in like a fourth tally. As you pan out, there's another set of tally charts that just has the word notches above it.
One of my favourite jokes from that show.
I'm so glad it's back on Netflix. Go watch it. Go watch it, everyone.
If you don't have Netflix, you can also watch it on Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can also watch it for free on 4OD. So
there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Literally no excuse. I assume it's still on 4OD. I've not checked because
I think it is.
Prime and Netflix are my go-tos. By the way, if you're curious about the show, it's Community. And Community, Dan Harmon, you can sponsor it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Golden Rose.
Hello.
Rupert's going to try a power boost again before any manoeuvres.
Okay.
See if that helps. 15 plus 6. Yeah, 14 wisdom check.
I'll do it.
So a d4 plus 3 to the next manoeuvre roll by the pilot or the gunner. So it's a 6. So plus 6 to the next manoeuvre.
All right, cool.
All right. I mean, Dora might as well do the computers check again. 12.
Nope.
All right, and then she just says to Darren, I think it's time to get us into the fracas, mate. Time for an attack run.
Oh, sorry, Darren can't actually do a maneuver this turn.
Oh, yeah, he's still... Right. Yeah.
Oh, because of the natural one?
You know what I'll do? Because of the power boost, I will say that you can do that, but you don't get the plus 6 bonus to it.
That makes sense. Like a driving instructor, I've managed to get rid of that stall.
Yeah.
It's going to be tremendous.
My idea. I love it.
Great. I'm great.
Giggly.
We're going to get involved. We're going to do an attack run on the one nearest to us.
Cool.
We rolled an 18.
That'll do it.
When our gunner hits the target with an attack maneuver, they deal an initial damage. Dexterity modifier, which is plus 2.
Alright. Does Rebook's droid want to do anything, by the way?
Yes. A shield boost again.
Right, go for it.
Keep that going on. And it's a 17 for that roll. So
that'll do it.
24, yeah.
Shields remain at 20. God, that droid is useful. Just down to Todd and Jim up doing the attacks.
So Todd's going to take a shot at, I guess, one at random. He's just going to start blasting now.
So anyway, I start blasting. That's not how it works anymore.
So pew, that's a 17 to hit.
Yep.
7 damage.
Okay, you click this one again and it starts to rock under the damage, but it's still going strong. Jimmo.
He's going to attack the ship that was just attack runned.
Yep, oddly enough, the same ship.
23.
That'll hit.
So D6 plus 3 again, was it?
2d4 plus 5, the attack run.
Oh, yeah, you are right. Correct, Amundo. A 10.
as you continue this attack run towards the ship, it explodes into a cloud of shrapnel as the Golden Rose just glides through it. You hear this, it's like, thum, 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 as bits of debris hit the hull, but none of them doing any particular damage.
And he just turns to Todd and like point at him and go, ha!
He does. And Todd's like, it's a team effort, Jimma. We're in this together. Gee.
Shut up.
I will destroy you! Then the remaining three ships of this wing lay into you. So the first one's going to fire at the Dendu ship. Misses horribly. Second one fires at the Golden Rose and misses. Third one fires at the Dendu ship. And misses. It's all very disappointing all round. However, the remaining wing is bolstered by another wing of ships that's coming in. Now, they are still about six space units, six leagues, six clicks. Clicks, let's go with clicks because that's meaningless. They're six clicks away. But they are coming in hot. They are sexy. They are wearing their underwear. And nothing else.
What a wonderful insight into what you find sexy, John. Oh, they're wearing their underwear. It really gets me going.
There's still some mystery.
I just want to know they're comfortable.
I mean, I really do. That's what's important to me.
Would a wasp wearing underwear be like, would it go over like the back three legs or...
They're not specifically...
Well, now I'm going to be up all night. Thanks, Tom.
They're not specifically wasps.
Can't cover the stinger, can you? Yeah, exactly. Just poke straight through.
Well, don't cover the booty.
I'm sure you'd have like a hole. Like a... Like off the chaps, but for a
wasp. I don't
want to go on. Remember that Georgia comes in the background, is what you said. Surely they have a hole.
Oh, and she did. George, if you heard the words arsed as chaps but for a wasp, I couldn't explain.
But not well. Nipple tassels. I don't know why that's where I went. Nipple tassels.
Nipple tassels for geese.
What did I miss? We haven't even worked out if geese have nipples yet.
Well, I think so we have. They don't.
We are putting the cart way before the horse.
You can get close enough to a goose to decipher that, I think.
Do you want me to find this out when I'm fighting the goose?
While you're fighting the goose, maybe you could ask, or you could just try and sneak a peek. Do they have nipples?
Peel back its plumage. That'd
just try and do the nipple cripple. Just, if it's effective, then I'll know.
That's the thing, that the nipples are the same place that our nipples are. Like, a cow's udder isn't where our nipples are. If anything,
no, but you can see the udders. Like, you can't hide a nipple. Not from me.
That sounded weirdly threatening.
Well, yeah, it's in the context of a fight, Tom. Keep up.
Incredibly threatening. Like,
I think the image of you nipple crippling a goose, and it just being like, bro, I ain't got no nipples.
just slaps me with his wing.
With its neck.
It depends how broad your definition of nipples is, doesn't it?
I mean, not that broad.
Depends how broad my nipples are. Hold on, that's really
personal. Anyway, what was that then? Oh yeah, there was another set of ships arriving. And then we go back to the HMS Dendu ship.
Sorry, I've just Googled goose nipples. I don't
damn it!
But you're a poor NSA agent.
Why?
Someone had to.
Because I needed to know. I needed to know. I knew birds didn't have nipples because they're not mammals, so why would they have nipples? But I needed to know. I needed to know that fact and make sure it was correct. Apparently, refers to an odd and rare phenomenon in which emotional feelings such as fear, shock, nostalgia, or awe causes the muscles at the base of our hairs to contract and look like goose nipples.
I thought it was goose pimples.
Not goose nipples. That makes it horrible.
That's goosebumps. Who calls that goosebumps?
Yeah.
Goose flesh.
Oh boy, that really scared me. I've got the goose nipples. I've got the goose nipples.
In what dark, depraved corner of the world is that goose nipples? That's
Wisconsin.
That's so weird. No, I'm not.
Other than that exists is giving me goose nipples.
But yes,
put your leg down.
Birds don't have nipples.
Birds don't have nipples.
Birds don't have nipples.
Thank you, Google.
But that doesn't mean that goose milk doesn't exist. Keep eating your cereal, Patreon.
Milking a goose is a very different thing, Mike. Somehow much dirtier.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why Mike isn't allowed down at the local park.
Wait, hold on. What about...
Why would they call it a petting zoo? A heavy petting zoo.
A heavy petting zoo, yeah.
What about making a... What about making a white Russian
no.
with grey goose? That is goose milk.
Could you use grey goose vodka?
Oh, yeah.
Grey goose vodka with milk. Sorted.
So,
that's how.
So, what you're saying is, rather than milking a goose, we're marketing a cocktail.
Yes.
The interior of the all this time. It's going to be a white Russian. I need to make that clear. You can't just have vodka and milk. That's not a team. That's not a white Russian.
Sounds like a white Russian.
That's apparently.
You need Kahlua. Let's be fair.
You need Kahlua or Tia Maria, and then you're golden. But just
what's Kahlua? Is that like white coconut?
Not stuff? Golden. I don't want a golden Russian. I want a white Russian. Don't wrinkle my brain.
I'm thinking of Malibu.
Yeah, definitely.
Very different thing. That's broken
up. We could sponsor Grey Goose vodka. That's what I'm saying.
We do need some Grey Goose vodka.
We are not in your alcohol through this podcast.
Anyway, I just had a thought whilst I was weighing. Two thoughts. So I said maybe some offensive things to people that might be listening that would refer to goosebumps as goose nipples. And I would like to apologise for that.
I don't think anyone does, though.
Did you say?
I'm sure no one does.
And secondly, I would like to say...
And to be fair, if they do say that shit, they have the right to be ashamed. Yeah,
that's right. They have the right to be ashamed, but I don't want to be the one that alienates them. All right.
Is this like when...
Oh, I will be.
Some people refer to as China virus when nobody refers to China virus.
Yes, it is exactly that. And James Corey is absolutely right. And
I love how he refers to it as a racist dog whistle. It's not a dog whistle. It's just straight up racism, mate.
It is just straight up.
But I think the reason it's a dog whistle is because it's calling on every other racist in the fucking country to join in.
To join in. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Like, well, I mean, again, it's still less a dog whistle, more like lighting the beacons of Gondor.
Yes, all right.
Beacons are lit. The racists call for aid. And the neo-Nazis shall answer.
And the second part of my thought whilst I was weighing was, at least this is an educational podcast, and you can learn that whilst most people refer to it as goosebumps, there are some perverts in the world that refer to it as goose nipples. Let's get back to the podcasting goal that is this fight between you and some Zamaran fighters.
I think we've already found the podcasting goal, to be fair.
Yeah, but I really want to step aside and move away from it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The fight is between goose pimples and goose nipples, and it will be raging on for years to come.
Shall we do that as a poll on the Twitter, just like zero context before this episode goes out? So what do you guys refer to it as?
So the new fighters that are entering the arena... within range of both ships' weapons. There are still three fighters of the original wing remaining. Do with that as you will. HMS Dendu ship.
I'm going to try and make another braking maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come to like a full stop to throw off the enemy's targeting, and I'm going to make a piloting maneuver check against the maneuver defense of the targets within range, and if successful, the next attack made against me by the target has disadvantage if the attack is made before the start of your ship's next turn. Okay, so that is 23.
That's successful.
But I'll make that sound because it's in space.
It can make that sound if you want it to.
It makes that sound. I have to brush the fuzzy dice that are on the wing mirror out of the way.
Okay, cool. Yep, so... they all have disadvantage on their next attack rolls against you. Beltrov, Dumas, and Dr. Rich.
Okay, Dr. Rich is going to try and identify the control ship again.
I look forward to the four.
No, it is a 19 plus whatever he has.
That is it. You can pinpoint the ship that is the lead ship of these three remaining fighters just in time.
Just in time.
Just about pegged it, just ahead of time.
And Dumas is going to shoot it.
Was it just a lucky guess because it's 1 in 3 at this point?
Well, there's no way of knowing now. I found it. It's that one. It's the one that's slightly to the left of the one that's on the right. Whilst it's slightly to the right of the one that's on the left. So if you aim at that one there, then that's the one that'll, if you hit it and destroy the ship, the rest of the ships will go down as well. Presumably based on previous sightings.
Dumas is just going to ignore everything he says and he's going to shoot that one for a 23.
That'll hit.
It's a 6 damage, 6 space damage.
So you crack it, a solid hit, as it were, and the nose of it dips a little and starts to pull up, and you do actually see the other two ships just a second later dip a little bit, like not as severely, but you can see that this is clearly the lead ship and has been hit.
So Beltrov is going to fire at that one. I'm guessing a 25 will hit.
It will.
Yep. And that is 6 points damage.
And that is enough. As the ship dips and starts to lift back up, Beltrov fires a round of shots into the engine of the ship and it spins back up and pinwheels and crashes back down to the surface. And you see the other two ships hovering a little bit, but the engines start to cut out and they start spinning off and fall down towards the planet's surface, ending that particular wing of ships. Meanwhile, the other wing is still coming in. The Rose, it's now your go.
Rebic's going to do a power boost again.
Okay.
For that maneuver bonus, but fails. That's a 12.
That does fail. That's not successful at all. On a scale of 1 to success, that's a fail.
That's the opposite of success.
It is.
Vishta is going to try and boost the shields for the remainder of the turn.
Vishta.
That is better. Well, the Vistra, that is 18.
That does it.
Again, roll back with a drone.
Maybe if you play a drone next time, Tom.
I mean, that's technically what D4 was, but...
Oh, shit. Was D4 in his drone, basically, R2-D2 and C-3PO? Because the drone was more effective than their D4 was.
No, I wouldn't say that. That's a gross misrepresentation.
The drone was definitely more effective than D4 was.
It's quite fair.
Not in terms of the emotional effect.
Yeah. The drone could never have captured our hearts the way that D4 did, but it could very easily cut them out of our chests.
And then grin about it afterwards.
Yeah. Pax would have taken on the drone.
If you've not listened to season one, you definitely should.
Maybe there's going to be some fan fiction out there. Pax versus the drone.
There's definitely some Pax and Korchev slash out there.
Oh, absolutely. I did not write all of it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Not all of it. Aaron wrote some of it. Jeez.
That's a higher Patreon tier. John releases this slash fiction.
The Patreon tier is paying people not to release.
Sorry. So Rebook failed to give a boost to maneuvering, but Vishta successfully boosted the shields. So, Dora, Todd, and Jimmo.
How far away are the ships?
They are 6 space units or cubels or quadrants or leagues or furlongs away.
I suppose Dora will try and target the control unit again and dismally fails with a 5.
It's definitely one of them. That's as much as you can ascertain. One of those is the lead ship.
He says, guys, bloody target one of them. This tequila's really good. When we've won the battle, I'll share it out. It's my private stash as well, so you know it's old.
Really, really appreciate that Dora drinks tequila, because tequila's delightful.
It's about 300 years old. Think about that when you're doing your next pilot maneuver. Dora's going to say to Darren, you know what, mate, I trust you. Ick. One of these fighters coming towards us. The one that you think is the control unit. I believe in you. And we're going to dogfight that fucker.
Oh, a dogfight. That's exciting.
Going to get involved. So you attempt to sync with an enemy's flight pattern to gain a steady target for the ship's weapons. Make a piloting maneuver check versus the maneuver defense of a target ship. And he rolled a 21. Attack rolls against that target are made.
The fact that you are aware of the addendum to that.
Yes. Fully aware. We're getting involved. And if you want to roll for him, if he chooses the right ship, or I don't know.
So what we can do, can I quickly get Rebook and or the droid to make an intelligence saving throw?
Oh, we are both equally bad at intelligence. That's a 10.
Right, yeah, okay. So anyone else attacking you will have advantage.
You've just barbarianed our ship.
We're ready.
So you try and boost the shields and steady the ship to brace for this oncoming dogfight, Rebook and your droid, but to no avail, as you careen towards one of the ships. Picks one at random.
Yeah. I believe in you, mate.
Maybe you shouldn't believe in Darren.
Don't do that.
I'm being very honest. Maybe don't believe in Darren. Oh, my dice. So Darren's done Darren's bit. Rebook and Vishnu have done their bit. Just down to Todd and Jimmo.
Todd and Jimmo. Shooting the guns.
God, I'd watch that show. What a double act. Like Anton Deck.
So Todd's going to blast away at that with a 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
10 damage.
Oh, this ship starts spiraling as part of the fighter has just been taken clean off. But the pilot manages to steady it. And although it's rocking a lot and definitely isn't going to be an effective fighter, it's still there.
Jimmo just laughs. Watch this, kiddo. 18.
That'll hit. Jimmo cries to himself as he pulls the trigger. He's a lonely man. Was he firing the same one?
Yes.
He destroys it.
And he reaches over his big, long Matakai arm and gives him a shuggy. Not a shuggy? What is it when you, like... Do that once. A nuggy?
Nuggy? Yeah.
Shuggy?
A shuggy is when...
That is a nuggy.
Yeah.
A shuggy is when two people are on either side of you and they swing you like a child.
He does that?
You have to be a kid to get a shuggy.
Well, Todd's not a kid, so that's not what happens.
A nuggy.
Todd gets a nuggy, all right. Jimmo and Todd are having a bizarrely intimate time whilst in the middle of this firefight.
And I just say, after this, Dora says, well, that was the bloody wrong one, wasn't it, Darren, you stupid cunt?
Darren looks embarrassed.
Tequila makes me angry.
So, the remaining 7 fighters of this new wing are zooming in at full speed. Zoom, they say. And 4 of them are going to fire at the Golden Rose and 3 of them are going to fire at the Dendu ship. So Golden Road first, which has had its shield boosted, so the AC is 20. Hit.
Right, roll with advantage as well, for fuck's sake.
Oh, they do. Shit. All right, hang on. So the first one hit, still hit. Second one hit, misses still. Third one misses. Fourth one, natural 20. So that's 2 hits. First hit does 2 damage.
Never use dogfire, guys.
Second hit does 7 damage. So that's a total of 9 damage to the Golden Rose.
So basically it's undone all the work that the drone did fixing that ship.
Well, essentially what happened is the Golden Rose heads out straight towards these 8 oncoming fighters, picks off 1, but it's just hit by a barrage of all other 7 fighters just firing at it. Well, not all other 7, sorry. That's not quite true, because there's still 3 that have got to shoot at the Dendu ship. Miss. Miss. And that's a hit. The Dendu ship takes 4 points of damage. Shit, also. Oh, I forgot about this. Natural 20.
Don't.
Are we talking system failure?
We are talking a system failure.
Right, you roll a D20 on that and then something terrible.
It's a system shock.
A system shock?
System shock 2, great game.
So, we need an intelligence saving throw from the ship technician.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
That's a whopping 10.
That's a fail. So, the Golden Rose takes a point of structural integrity damage. Oof. So, it loses one structural integrity. And then we do a system failure.
Uh-oh.
Not low.
You got a 9. There's a gap there.
There is a gap there. So nothing happens and we're all fine.
I mean, that's all I can assume is 9 or 10 means nothing happens.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or is it you put in the punishment of your choice?
I feel like they put it in 9 and 10 for a specific reason. All right.
Cool.
I'm happy to go with that. So it loses a point of structural integrity. Bear in mind, the Rose doesn't have much structural integrity as the Zendu ship. So it's down to
that's got to be a typo.
What?
That's got to be some kind of typo. It's maybe like it's because it's middle of the ground. Maybe they're
like the canteen or something like that.
If you want, I can roll it again.
No, fuck off.
I'm good. I'm good with the coffee machine blowing up.
Yeah, the coffee machine is broken. So, that being done, we're back up to the HMS Dendu ship.
Tom, should we try and get Richie to identify the what's name?
Yeah, on the new batch, it's probably a good idea. You can try that now if you like. Yeah, it was good. It's an 18 plus whatever he gets.
Yeah, based on the way that the dogfight went for the Rose, he's able to identify the one ship that is leading them, which is the third ship in from the left. That's the one. You see, the one that's fired slightly before the rest of them, that's the one that you want to have a bash at. That's what I'm saying. If you were to listen to me in my humble opinion and expertise.
Great work, Richie.
You're very well.
So I'm going to do an attack run on that ship then.
Okay, go for it then. Oh, sorry, you're not talking to me. You're talking to the disembodied voice that you all seem to be shouting at.
We think he's God, but we're not sure. He keeps telling us to milk geese.
Don't milk geese. You don't have nipples.
That is a 13.
That'll hit.
Cool. The gunners have an extra +2 to their damage if they hit.
Cool. So I guess gunners, Dumas and Beltrov.
I will go for that one, but I only rolled a 13.
That'll hit.
Oh, cool. Fun. So that's a 4 plus the attack run, 6, plus my dex is 9.
Okay, it's still there, looking weak, and you can see a lot of the other ships, their pattern is stretching out a little bit, as it seems that the guidance is weakening a little bit. They are still there. I guess it's Beltrov's firing turn.
Beltrov! A 13 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. That's 7 points of damage.
Yeah, she destroys this entire wing with a couple of swift shots that take out the engines of this lead ship. And you can see the others sort of, they judder and they try and maintain height. But as that ship explodes, they just drop and hit the dirt.
It only counts as one.
Based on your scanner's range, you can detect there is another wing of fighters coming in.
Oh, fucking hell. Let's get the hell out of Dodge, boys.
Yeah, I think we just go.
If I can, I'm going to do a full thrust maneuver. So I've got to make a DC-14 piloting maneuver check. And if successful until the start of my ship's next turn, the maneuver defense increases by 2, and the speed increases by an amount equal to half of my intercept speed.
Darren will do the same as well.
Yep, sure, go for it.
So I've got beat 14.
I beat 14. I got 17 for Darren. Well done, Darren.
I got a 9.
You did not do it. So
there's actually a penalty if I fail
Oh, yeah.
This maneuver causes a severe amount of stress on your engines. When you perform this maneuver, your ship's technician must spend their reaction to make a DC 14 wisdom saving throw. If the save fails, then your ship takes 1d4 points of lightning damage from the engine's power surge.
Right. So the maneuver doesn't work for the Dendu ship, but they still take this potential damage. Does work for the Golden Rose, but they still need to try and fend off the damage. So Tom, as Dr. Rich, can you roll a wisdom saving throw?
10 plus whatever his wisdom is.
Or 6, so you succeed that. Rebook, can you roll a wisdom saving throw?
That's a 15 for Rebook on the saving throw.
That's fine. Both ships are fine.
I knew there was a reason you came on my ship, mate. Now let's fuck off and leave all these others to die.
So the Golden Rose takes a huge, like, 9 space leap. You are breaking atmosphere now whilst the HMS Dendu ship is severely lagging behind as the ships approach.
We're nearly 9 miles away.
I just go on the comms to the HMS Dendu's ship and I say, bye, Felicia.
Oh, you son of a bitch, I hate you. I'm going to kick the shit out of you if I survive this.
Just chiming in here, but should we just not initiate stealth and try and glide out?
Yeah, I completely forgot about this ship having a stealth drive. Good save, Richie. Good save.
I just don't want to die.
Neither do we, Richie, but you're better at it than the rest of us, and I engage the stealth drive.
Stealth-wise, there is a thing.
Stealthy thing.
Yes, there is a stealthy thing. You need to do a mechanics wisdom saving throw. So it's the technician of the Dendu ship needs to make that.
That's Rich. He's a natural 20.
He also had advantage, but I guess he didn't need it. You engage the stealth drive and it's just in time. Like the system comes flickering on as the next wave of fighters arrives. They hover around where this battle has been going on. They move around a little bit and do a little scope of the area and they can't pick anything up. The Golden Rose is too far out of range and the Dendu ship sort of trundling its way up, pretty well hidden. You've got this nav computer that you've taken, but you need to do something with it.
All right. We've got a stealth drive now anyway, haven't we? So we might as well stick that on now. We're cruising.
All right. Rebook, can you very, very quickly, in order to stealth the ship, roll a wisdom saving throw with advantage?
Uh-oh. A 19, excellent.
Yeah, so you managed to disguise both ships pretty easily from Zamoran scans. And you are adrift in space in the Sol system.
Well, that was very exciting. I'm glad that I was here for this and that we didn't all die horribly. Now, we do have this nav computer. However, I will point out the nav computer's on the other ship. And I need to have a look at it to see if I can plot a course through the rift on the dark side of Venus in order to take you to where you want to go. I've realized quickly as I'm saying this that I'm probably going to have to go where you're going in terms of the rift. And it's not exactly what I was hoping for as a way to end my life. But you know what? It's fine. It's fine. In terms of...
Richie, you survived so far.
Well, yes, but I feel like the odds are a little in our favour in terms of we were planning. I don't know. It's just, you know, we're going to where they're from. It seems a little terrifying and honestly...
We're all from somewhere, Richie. Just, you know, check that attitude. Sort it out. Come on. Don't be a Debbie Downer.
My trousers are a little wet, if I'm honest.
Didn't need to know that, Richie. Just...
Is there a dry cleaner on the ship somewhere?
There is not, Richie.
Are you excited, Richie?
I'm not. It's not that sort of dampness. It's more of a fear and cold, clammy sweat that is consuming my entire being.
So what we need is somewhere where we can sit down out of sight and let Richie have a look at this Zamoran nav computer. So, I mean, obviously the whole system's on alert. Is there anywhere we could go, kind of nearby?
Why don't we just connect mid-space in the middle of nowhere?
You mean docking?
Yeah, I mean,
one into the other, just press them both together. Just,
we push them out and we get involved.
One slightly overlaps the other and just...
Well, obviously the rows would overlap.
They dock.
Yeah, the docks just would...
Together.
My dock would overlap your dock and...
Right. And
then we get inside each other.
And then we have a rummage around, find out where everything is, and then blast off.
Sounds wonderful.
Is that what you want to do?
Deep space docking it is.
Right. In that case, I'm going to need both pilots to make kind of a stealth roll, but it's not quite. Make a piloting maneuver. Fucking hell, this is confusing. But add your technician's wisdom modifier. So, Hard, you're rolling a piloting maneuver plus two to your normal addition.
That's a 15 for me.
I think Vistra can help here, so that's a plus four, Mike.
I rolled a natural 18, so...
So 22. Right, okay. So 15 and 22.
Your shaft is crushed.
So you manage to dock, and there are a couple of flights of fighters that pass fairly close. They cause a little bit of alarm, but they don't spot the two ships. They are still very aware that something is here, and they've not detected anything leaving, so they are still actively searching, but they've not managed to spot you yet.
Cool.
But, like, it was narrow. So... Are you going to be doing anything else with the ships whilst Rich is looking over this nav computer?
Can we try and make some kind of repairs to them, get some hit points back?
You can do a patch repair, I think. Take 1 hour during which the crew makes temporary fixes to the ship's systems. During a patch repair, the crew can spend up to 2 hull dice from their maximum. The ship regains hull points equal to the result of the roll, plus the technician's wisdom modifier in addition. Any system failure effects upon the ship due to structural integrity loss are repaired.
How many hit points are we on?
We are on 27 hit points.
Yeah, we should probably use both those hit dice.
And any structural integrity damage? I don't know if structural integrity damage is repaired, actually.
I think we can only repair that on a long...
Yeah, structural integrity damage is still there, so... The Golden Rose is still down to 4 structural integrity points.
The Dendu ship is back up to 37 hit points.
Okay.
6. Plus 10, 37.
Cool.
Okay. So whilst you're all busying yourselves, making the ships a little bit less damaged.
I was just drinking in the cockpit. Composing a song for the next part of the journey. She's good with Darren.
And no one can wait, especially Darren. Dr. Rich, meanwhile, busies himself looking over this nav computer brought over from the Golden Rose, trying to figure out how to navigate the rift. It takes him a few hours. Meanwhile, you guys manage to make repairs to the ship and take a little bit of rest, and you all level up.
Oh my god, do I have to do that right now?
If you had the level up ready, like I warned you that you should, then you could level up now. But if you need a little bit of time, then that's fine.
No, I think I'm pretty good. Just gonna do memory.
Ability score improvement, yo.
Excellent.
I'm gonna raise that dex and that wisdom. So my wisdom is now a grand spanking total of 9, and my dexterity is now 16.
Sweet.
It's so weird that you leveled up your wisdom then.
Don't worry, I've got a plan. A long-term plan.
Are we going to get that far?
Yeah, yeah. If we get to level 8, then yeah, we'll get that far.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Anyone else got anything interesting?
I've gone into Warrior for a level dip.
Ooh.
Getting that combat style, son.
Yeah, sharpshooting combat style with a plus 2 for range attack rolls. Because God knows any of the bonuses.
Is that damage rolls?
I think it's just attack.
Interesting. Anyone else do anything fun? Anything exciting?
Aura's got some flamethrowers now attached to her arms.
Pretty fucking exciting.
So we're going up to 6, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yee.
I mean, I didn't think about multi-class. Maybe I should because I'm... maybe I'll do it later.
Yeah, so I'm now 4 levels adept and 2 levels engineer, which is a great combination, I think. For all you budding Espergenesis.
Oh, wait, actually, no, I got that completely wrong. I'm not going to raise my dexterity and my wisdom. I'm going to take a feat.
Ooh, nice.
How come you're raising things and taking feats at this level?
He's a warrior.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Warrior, for everyone that plays D&D but not Esposito, is basically fighter, which means that at level 6, they get an ability score improvement as well.
Do you want to get sued? We're sorry, Wizard of the Coast. You didn't mean it.
I did. They've not been discreet about this. It's compatible with 5e.
Compatible? Not the same as?
It's very similar.
It's in space, John.
It's very similar, but in space. Yes, that's
God
what I
damn
say.
It, John.
Have I ruined this for everyone?
We're onto a good thing here.
Wait, what's your particular brand of warrior?
He doesn't wear underwear, you'll be happy to know.
He's a commander.
Is there any other kind?
Well, I've never been in the army, so I assume not.
Yeah, but you've been on a night out.
With people who are now in the army, so yeah. 6th level, yeah. Cool. All right, Dumas, what did you get?
Not much. A couple of extra skills.
Skillful.
I got a bit better at athletics and stealth.
Sneaky boy.
Those are both good things. Those are useful. Okay. So, now, fellas, are we all aboard the same ship? Is this what's going on, or should I do this over a communication channel, as it were?
Does Rich need to stay with the nav computer? Because if so, then we need a tech over on the Dendu ship.
Well, no, this is what I'm saying, is actually I could probably plot in coordinates and courses through the Dendu ship's computers to both ships. It will require one ship to be the lead ship, but not too difficult to do, as it were. Essentially, it's like tying a leash from one ship to another ship, and whilst one ship leads, the other ship follows. I will say the faster ship should probably be the one following, because the slower ship probably could not keep up and the leash would break and spin off, and the people aboard that ship would probably die in a horrific manner. This is not entirely a self-serving thing, but I will say that I am aboard the HMS Dendu ship and it is a slower ship and I would not like to die in a horrible manner.
Okay, we'll set the pace then.
Okay, so whilst I've plotted the course through the rift itself, the first thing we need to do is to get to the rift itself. I'm not able to help too much in that particular realm, but it's on the dark side of Venus. There's many ways to get there, but I feel like it's more of a tactical situation than a scientific one, as it were. So if it's all right with you, I'd let you make that decision, and then I'll sort of step in from there.
Well, I mean, the way I see it, we could either just gun it through to the rift and just say, you know, who cares who we alert, or we can try and plot a sneaky course that'll be out of the way of any of the patrols and try that.
The stealth drive seems sensible to use. We have both of those now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Darren have actually composed a piece that could possibly...
I would like to request the transfer to the Dendu ship.
Welcome aboard.
We've composed a piece that could possibly influence the tactics of this next exposition, so to speak. Through this composition, you know. Would you like to hear it?
No.
No.
I'd be keen to hear whatever it is.
Not in the slightest.
God damn it, Richie.
Rich, you don't get a vote. You're not a member of the crew. You just attack.
My apologies. I misunderstood.
Dropship comms enabled. And here I go. And Jorah pulls out this little...
I turn off all comms to the Dendu ship.
God bless you, Dumas.
She puts out this bazooka.
I'm making my way across the gangplank and enjoying the golden rose for a little bit of a sing song. And he sets off on his way.
Yeah, guys. We've just won a great battle. Me and Darren composed this. Darren sits there. He's not made any...
Did we win a great battle or did we engage a stealth drive and fuck off?
Aggression's the better part of valor.
I can't hear you because the comms are off on the Dendu ship. and here we go.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four. Go.
Bring, bring. Be a Zamoran. We must be swift as the coursing rose. Be a Zamoran with all the force of a great Dendu. Be a Zamoran with all the strength of a raging Jimmo. Mysterious as the dark side of Venus. This for shred.
Well, if we weren't getting sued before, we definitely are now.
Don't rip off Disney, dude.
They are like the most litigious people.
Suki Solo.
Oh, God.
Dumas didn't hear that, but I think just knowing it existed was enough to piss him off.
So, that being done, what's the course of action?
I think I just summed it up in one fantastic song.
So, we're being stealthy, it sounds like, is the way forward. So, could I make an astrophysics check to try and plot a course that would take us... Actually, I want to try and plot a couple of courses. One that would be the safest route that would definitely have us avoid all of the Zamoran patrols, and one that's slightly less safe, but one that will get us there a little bit faster.
Okay. They're both probably as difficult as each other to plot, so roll an astrophysics check.
That's a 15.
So you managed to plot both. One is essentially using gravity to slingshot the ships through the system, and whilst not a particularly fast way of getting yourselves to the dark side of Venus, it is subtle. It will shield you. Like, your drives won't be engaged. You will be shielded from any scanners that would be searching for ships moving through the system. Maybe not shielding you from scanners looking for heat signatures, but commonly that's not a way to look for a ship. The other is faster, but a little bit more conspicuous in terms of getting you there. It uses the sense of shadows created by objects within the atmosphere, but you are still going to be using your drives to travel some fairly great distances.
So we rather a safer route that takes a little bit longer, or a slightly more risky route that will get us there faster?
I think a safer route is always the best way to go.
Safety first, fuck it.
Okay. How do you are able to plot in this course that uses the gravity of the various bodies travelling through the solar system? Can you roll a piloting manoeuvre, and this will work for both ships, to lay that in?
That is 24.
Yeah, that's fine. So same resolution that Dr. Ritchie applied, you set the HMS Dendu ship off. You kick thrust into full gear, and the ship fires forwards, and then just as it would start to appear on sensors as it orbits Mars, you cut the drive, and you pull both ships through, and you're slingshot around Mars, and you head towards Earth, and you do a little bounce between Earth and Mars and spin around and head off towards Venus. And because there's no energy signatures coming from either ship, you are entirely undetected. You get the feeling that were this a different sort of enemy, maybe this would be a slightly riskier maneuver, but based on your previous interactions with the Zamoran, visual scanning is not part of their repertoire. They are more reliant on sensors and senses, essentially. So you manage to make your way into the orbit of Venus, and just a couple of shots from your guidance jets, you manage to pull around, and you can there see ahead of you, shielded from the light shed by the Sol Star, you see a tear in space. And there's no drama to this tear. There's no crackling edges or strange lights. It's as if someone just poured a dark, viscous ink over the fabric of space and blotted out whatever was there before. As you approach it, the sensors and instruments of both ships start giving off really strange and inconsistent readings. The gravity shifts from 0G to 5G and everywhere in between, just flickering and flitting between them. Whilst you don't feel the change in gravity, you do hear the hull of each ship sort of stress and strain as the pressure fluctuates wildly. Your scanners begin showing echoes of things that aren't there. You start to see your own ship picked up on the scanners just slightly ahead of where it is, and then just slightly behind where it is. Comm signals flicker up as if someone's trying to hail you, but as you reach to hit the button to play the incoming message, the light flicks off again. The lights flicker around you as power is drained, but then shine twice as bright as they were before fading once more to a sort of dim emergency lighting. The only sounds that any of you can hear are the sounds of your own breathing and the thrum of the engines working overtime to maintain speed and course, despite these changing circumstances in the void of space. And as you approach the event horizon of the rift and the first ship, the HMS Danger ship, starts to pass through, you feel like the ship physically slows, like it's being pushed back, only a fraction, but enough to suggest resistance that is not necessarily natural in, again, a void. And as you pass through into the rift, space takes on a whole new perspective. Instead of black dotted with distant stars or the inky blackness you saw as you approached the rift, you see a sort of shifting spectrum of color that slowly twists and spins ahead of you like oil on water. Occasional tears of bright light erupt and crackle across your field of vision. HUD, as you move the ship further in, you look out to your left and you see a shadow or a translucent image of the Golden Rose that flickers and vanishes. A second later, the Golden Rose follows that image into the same position. Dr. Ritchie, who's been arched over this computer, looking at these readings come in, looks up and says, "The course I've laid in, it's correct, but there's anomalies as well as physical interferences and hazards as they are. All I can do at the moment is advise you to be careful. Not everything you see or pick up on scanners is there, but some of the things that you see on the scanners and that you can see out through the windscreen are actually there. I can't quite figure it out. I'm very sorry. My apologies." The course he's given you is picked out clearly on your nav computer. There are, however, shifts in what looks like shape and density of the space you're traveling through that cause the route to flicker and warp. So in order to follow this route, you're going to have to pay fairly close attention to everything you see both ahead of you and in the scanners, and you'll have to make some fairly tricky maneuvers, as they were.
Okay.
Zamoran.
Not again. No. Things are weird enough.
Just out of curiosity, are both ships flying, or are you going to slave one ship to the other?
We've slaved one ship to the other, haven't we? Because that was the safest way of going through.
That was what I assumed. But I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, we'll follow the way. We're going to have a bit of a drink, aren't we, Darren?
Yeah.
So, first up, do a DC-10 piloting maneuver. So it's not a difficult one. You just need to follow the course that's been laid out for you.
Yep, 15.
So you managed to twist the ship into the path that's been laid out for you by Dr. Ritchie. Dr. Ritchie's still focusing fairly intently on maintaining this navigation point for you. So he's creating essentially a computer-simulated navigation of this anomaly, but circumstances are changing as rapidly as he's planning in the course. So someone needs to do an astrophysics check.
Okay, I've got plus 4 in astrophysics, so does anyone
have
any better? Well,
I'm a plus 2, so...
That's an 8.
Total 8?
Yep, total 8. I rolled a 4.
Nice. Glad we did this.
So as you're making your way through along this course that you're following, this sensor shadow starts picking up a massive object. And bearing in mind that you're not quite sure if objects that you're seeing out there are real or not, you're unsure as to whether or not to move away from the course that's being plotted or to carry on as you are. But as you approach, you look up and you can see there is this huge object moving towards you. Can you make a braking maneuver?
That's a 14.
That is just enough. Whilst you manage to brake and stop the ship from taking the full brunt of this, you do take one hull point damage, and the Golden Rose take hitting some of the debris that flies off from where the Dendu ship struck into this object, takes 3 damage.
Dora messages forward. Look, mate, come on, sort your shit out, because we're getting some shit back here, and it's your fault.
Shut up, Dora. Write another song.
Zamoran.
I said write, not sing.
Also, that was the same song.
No. Wait, what? Oh, you've heard that one already. It's a real earworm.
So, next up, can the technician of both ships make a wisdom mechanics roll?
It's a 25.
Massive 12.
So, as pressure changes and the gravity shifts take effect, the Dendu ship, you hear the shields thrum up a little bit. You hear a creak and a low rumble from the bowels of the ship, but it holds together fairly undamaged. However, aboard the Golden Rose, Rebook, you're scrambling to react to the changing pressure in space around you, but as you reach to hit the final command that will boost power to the shields, you feel the ship rock hard and you hear a tearing sound, and the ship takes another point of structural integrity damage.
Rebook's really distracted because all he can hear in his head is that song.
Zamoran. It's still playing over the speakers. So are you taking note of the structural damage? Because I'm not.
We've taken 2 points so far.
And we only have 4 in total. Ouch.
And the system's failure as well.
9 out of 10, fingers crossed. So,
ship sensor range is reduced by 2.
Well, we have a good sensor range, I think.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, that could be significantly worse. So I think we're going to leave it at that, because next up we've got something else entirely.
And now for something completely different.
I was thinking that.
And now for something.
Get out of my head.
But you are making your way through this bizarre form of space that exists in the rift. Now, you are aware that there is a rift that is traversed regularly, and there are nav points set in. This is not one of those. That's kind of like a highway through a desert. This is just you are meandering on your own through a barren wasteland. The space that you're in right now is unexplored, and it's not necessarily safe. So, you know, it's exciting, but could kill you all.